weiter in Shasper in Sanhedrin darf ein Test beginnen upon ein Chissim Bees bei der Baal, bei der Peach, bei der Mishnah. Und bei der Mishnah. Sag der Heilige Mishnah. Niskavin Hargis Abahim of Hargis Eitlam. Let's say a person has a mind. He wants to kill an animal. He ends up going to kill a person by accident. Then, what's it then? Or, we're going to see a bunch of these cases. All of them are going to be putter. And then we're going to see where kids are going to be chayiv. Or, Lovi Kacham Hargis, so all you have in mind to kill Lovi Kacham and you kill a Jew. Lina Fon Vargas of Ben Kayama to a Nafel, which is not going to live for more than 30 days, and you end up going ahead and killing one that will live. Putter, all these cases are your putter. Niskavin Lahakos, Lahakos O Mustam, let's say you have Kavana that you want to go and hit somebody by their waist area. Velohayaba Kide Lahamis, Amiso Mustam, it's not strong enough to kill him when you hit him over there with that hit. Behochala Liba, but you ended up, you hit them on their chest accidentally. Velohayaba Since it's easier to kill a person with their heart, they hit them in the heart over there, and then the person ends up dying, then putter. You're going to be putter. Niskavin lakos alibo, you had intention to go and hit them on their heart. Beep, turn the page, I test. Fahayabah kedel hamis alibo, it's enough to kill him on his heart. However, hachalah masav, you end up hitting by his chest, by his waist. Vahayabah kedel hamis alibo, there's not enough to kill him over there, and he ends up dying. Putter, it's going to be, you're going to be putter. Again, you have to have in mind to kill. And it's got to be the area that you're hitting is enough to kill them. If those aren't matching up, then you're going to be putter. But let's say, in the scaven, if kavan al-hakusal, it's a gadol, you want to hit a gadol. The loy but kiddi alam is a gadol, but the hit that you hit is gadol, it's not strong enough to kill that person. The hochal al-katam, you end up hitting a katan. The hayyabah kiddi alam is a katan, it was strong enough to kill a katan. But basically, if he dies, putter, you're going to be putter. Again, you didn't have kavanah for that, and it's not strong enough. You don't have kavanah for that. Now, niskavin to, let's say you had in mind niskavin lahakos es hakatan. If a person is niskavin lahakos a katan, you want to hit a katan. V'ayabal kedi alhamis is a katan, enough to kill a katan. V'halchala al-gadol, you hit a gadol. V'ayabal kedi alhamis is a gadol, but you're not able to do it. For mason, they die, putter. You're going to be putter. Again, all these things, if the person's dying when it wasn't enough to do it, so it must be there's something else that's killing them over there. Now, aval niskavin lahakos is a masnov. Let's say you want to hit someone by their. By their muscle, by their waist area, their thigh, and v'hoyabal kedil hamis asma almasof, and it would kill them over there. Halchal alibo, and it hits him on the chest. The mason the guy chayev, you're going to be chayev, because even if it hit the intended spot, you kill them. The skaven hakos is a gadol, you want to hit a gadol. V'hoyabal kedil hamis is a gadol, it's enough to kill a gadol. Halchal ala katan, it ends up hitting a katan. Then for mason the kid dies chayev, you're going to be chayev. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues. The question is what he's arguing on. That the Gemara is going to say. Gemara is going to deal with it, but Rabbi Shimon. Where he says, even if you want to kill one person and you end up killing somebody else, you're going to be putter. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Gemara, Shimon, ahai, what's it going on? Elim is safe, if you want to say it's going in the seifa, that someone wants to kill an adult but he kills a child, is going to be chayev. Rabbi Shimon, poter mi boy lady, and should have said, Rabbi Shimon is going to putter, because he says, I feel scavin largis a god of argis that, argis that it's going to be putter, just say Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon Potemi Baile. Ella Rachel must be going on the Rachel. And Skavin Largus of Behem of Argus Adam. You want to kill an animal, you killed a person. Lovi Kachad Margus Yisrael. Linafav Argus of Ben Kayama. Potter. Hana Skavin Largus Zev. Argus Zev. Chayev. Which the Mashmos is that you intend to kill one Yid, but you end up killing another, then you're going to be Chayev. That's the Mashmos of that statement. And on that, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, I feel Skavin Largus Zev. Argus Zev. Potter. Even in the case where you want to kill one, you end up killing another one, you are going to be putter. Says more pshita. It's pshita. It is pshitas that if Kai Ruvain v'Shimon, if Ruvain and Shimon are sitting next to each other, va'amar, and the one who wants to kill says, Anol Ruvain kamechavna. I have in mind to kill Ruvain. L'Shimon lo kamechavna. I don't want to kill Shimon. And then he goes and he hits and he kills Shimon by accident. You know, instead, ha'inu pluktayum. This is going to be machlokas in Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama. And Tanakama is going to say that since he wanted to kill, he's going to be chayev. Rabbi Shimon says that since he killed the wrong person, he's not going to be chayev. What about in the case of Amar Lechad Minayu? He says, I want to kill one of you, either Reuven or Shimon. He doesn't care which one. My, what's going to be the din in such a case? Right? Does Rabbi Shimon say that his intent to kill the person, since he said, is it called Kavana to kill somebody? Because he said that it was going to kill either one of them. Or maybe since he would have been satisfied if he killed the other one. His intent is not—it's not specific enough to make him chayev. My inami kasover Ruvain v'nimsa Shimon. Or let's say the case is the murderer thought he was killing Ruvain, but he actually turned out to be Shimon. Maya, what's going to be the case over there? Right? Does Rav Shimon say that this is kavana to kill the victim since it was aimed at that person? Or maybe since he didn't want to kill the one that he ended up killing, therefore he's going to be putter. Tashma, let's try to figure this out. Detani went to the Baisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achi Omer Laploni, and he was covering. It's not going to be Chayef until they say, I have in mind to kill this particular person. Says Rashi, V'oso Ploni Harag, and he killed that person. V'chiyomer L'chad Minayo Lo Yachid Oso. Is when he says to one of you, he wasn't Miyachid, which one? V'chin Kasavar Rufin V'nim Sashimon Lo Zehu Ploni Shinskavin Lo. Right? So Shimon's not going to hold the person Chayef to be killed unless he had specific intent for a particular person and he killed that particular person. My time to Shimon, what's the reason of Shimon? Because Amar Karl, the Pasuk says, V'arav Lo V'kam Alav. The Pasuk says, now, let's say a person hates somebody and he ambushes him and he rises up against him and he hits him and he kills him. Then the fact that this ambushes him, that's extra. And therefore, it's coming to tell you the guy's not going to be chayev achi eskavein lo until he has in mind for this particular person. That's the ambush for him. For Rabbanan, what do they say? Does it say you're going to be chayev even beyond that? The Amar Dere Rabbi Yanai Prat Lazarik Evan Lego. This pasuk is excluding someone from Michayev, you know, to be killed. Somebody throws a stone into a group of people where there's Yidden and there's non-Jews and he kills a Jew. And it's saying that throwing the stone is not considered an act of murdering a Yid because there was a good chance that it could hit a Kusi. Now, Hechidami, what exactly is the case over here? Ilema Deik, we saw this. We thought this is a throwback. Where did we see this? We saw this. A few places. Yuma, Bavakama, Xuvus. Now, says Gemara, can we get clarity on exactly what we're talking about over here? Eli Medika Tisha Kusim Vechad Yisrael Benim. If you want to say that there's nine Kusim and one of the Jew is over there, then typically the Ruba Kusim Ninu. Let's just say, let this din come out from the fact that most of them are Kusi, right? In that case, then there's no, you don't need a Pusik to say that he's not going to be killed because you have Rov over there. All right, says Rashi, Velamili Kro, why do we need a Pusik? Inami Palga Palga. Now, if you want to say that it's 50-50, right, 50% Jews, 50% Kusim, we still don't have the pasuk over here to teach that the guy's not, he's going to be off the hook because it's a suffix. It's suffix nefashos lahakel. The din is when we're a case of a suffix when it comes to nefashos, to souls, are we going to kill someone that we're makel? And for the Gemara, lo tzricha di katisha yisrael kusi echad b'nim. No, we're talking about a case where there are nine Jews and there's one kusi there. Tahavili kusi kavua, in which case the pasuk is saying that kusi is considered kavua in his place and he's not killed. Chol kavua kemechsa mechsa dami. Anything which is kavua, when you have a suffix in a case like that, it's considered like it's 50-50, and then you don't actually go and kill the person. It says Gemara, Bishlam Rabbanu Dami Niskaven Argazev Argazachayev. Okay, this makes sense according to the ones that say they have in mind to kill this person, end up killing that one, that you're going to be chayev. The pasuk says if men are fighting and they hit a pregnant woman, we're talking about over here a fight in which they were trying to kill each other. It says afterwards that if there's a fatality, meaning the woman ends up dying, then you have to pay a life for a life. In other words, the person who murdered ends up getting killed. So from Rabbi Lazar's teaching, it's clear that the murderer is executed for killing this woman, even though he had in mind to kill somebody else. Elo the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that somebody has in mind to kill one person, kill somebody else, he's going to be pater. Having a sat the nefesh tachas nefesh, my ovidly, what do you do with that pasuk? And for the Gemara, mammon, it's talking about money. Look at the Rabbi, who's like Rabbi, the Tanya, Rabbi Omer, for the sat the nefesh tachas nefesh, when it says his pasuk, mammon is talking about cash money. Ata Omer, mammon, you want to say it's talking about mammon, or ain't no elo nefesh mamish, maybe it means actually a nefesh, an actual soul, a person. Nemar nesina lamata is the word nesina lamata, and it says venasata nefesh tachas nefesh. Nemar, beep, turn the page. I guess it was nesina lamayla, and it says it up also. This is talking about the part that says venasan bepalidim, that he gives by, according to what the judges say, is to pay. So ma lamala, lahal mammon, says if it's talking about money, afkan mammon, says if it's talking about money as well. Okay. So far, we have two opinions. We have a third opinion right now. We had that of the Rabbi and the Rabbanan and the Machlokas over here. And that is that, according to Rabbanan, if you have a situation where somebody goes and they want to kill one person, end up killing another person, the Chachamim say, you kill the person. Rabbi says, you paid money. I'm a Rava. Hire the Tanit Vechizkiah. that we have for Tanu Chizkiah, Mapkam Midu Rebbe Umapkam Rabbanan. He moves away from both of them over here. He doesn't agree with either one. The Tanu Chizkiah, Maka Adam Umaka Behema. The Pasuk, we have a parallel between these two things, because the Pasuk says, Umaka Behema Yishalmenu, Umaka Adam Yumas, and we have Maka Adam Umaka Behema. Right? The Maka Adam, someone hits a man, he gets killed, doesn't pay any money. Umaka Behema, when he hits an animal, does pay money. And we say, Ma Maka Behema lo chalakta ba behem shogun amazed. So this is going to kick when you hit an animal. There's no distinction whether you did it on purpose or by accident. Behem miskav lo shayna miskav, you had intent or not. Behem derech yirida derech yirida, there's no difference whether it's on the way down or the way up, as your hand is going down or it's going up. Lepotro mamon, to pater him from paying money in these cases. Ella, I'm sorry, behem derech yirida derech aliyah. Lepotro mamon, ella lechaivo mamon, right, the pasuk is not coming to patu; it's coming to mechayev. You're going to be chayev to pay full damages from his own, you know, force over here. I don't care whether it's an important purpose or not. Shogi, amazing bonus, whatever it is.
Right, this type of person is not going to patu; he's going to be chayev in money. Right, so af maka adam. So, in the case when a person goes and kills a person, lo sachot bein b'shogi l'amazed bein miskaven the same miskaven bein derech l'vida derech aliyah lechayevo mamon elo l'poto mamon. Right, so all these things not coming to mechayev him, but rather to pater him. From having to pay. And what's the word? What's the pshat over there? Because kimli b'derabimine. We know the person who's going to be killed, then we give him the more chumur thing. He doesn't have to pay, but he gets killed. My shein miskaven, what does it mean when it says the person does it, shein miskaven? Ili mishein miskaven klal, you don't have in mind at all to kill, can't be, because I'm a shogig, it's what shogig is. Elapshita means shein miskaven lazeh, el lazeh, you never mind for this person, rather for that. Vikotani, what does it say? Lechayv a moment, you're not chayv to go pay money to these cases, el approach a moment to pater you from having to pay this money. So the Gemara is proving that according to this price, if somebody intends to kill somebody, and they kill somebody else instead, then he's not chayv to go pay compensation. The Gemara is now going to deal with the question of whether he's going to have to get killed. Now, if the Bais is really going to say that he's a bar ketala, that he should be killed, why do you have to go ahead and pater him from paying money? Obviously, he's pater. This person is not a bar ketala, and he's not a bar mamon. Right? This type of person who kills one person, when he might kill somebody else, he doesn't get killed. He doesn't have to pay cash either. So we come out from this price that doesn't agree with the rabbis who say that this guy has to go and he gets killed. And also doesn't agree with the rabbi who says that he has to pay money. He says you don't get either of them. The next heilige Mishnah. He gets his murder and he gets mixed up with other people. But we don't know who he is. Right, the Gemara is going to explain what it means by other people. Kulam between other going to be potter from being killed. Rabbi Huda Omer, konsino salakipa. No, we put him in kipa in a cell, and they give him barley until their stomachs explode. Delicious. Kol chayv misa shen esavas of esav. If chayv misa get mixed up one with the other, and we're not sure who's chayv which one, you don't have a kal. You have to punish them only with the more kal one. You can't give them all the more chamer one because it's not fair. But you can give them more kal one. And the skalim and the srafim. Let's say, for example, you have those who chayv skila, fall those who chayv srefa. Rabbi Shem Norman, he done it with skila. Remember, right? Shas srefa chamura. According to we saw this way back when, that the machlok is about what's the order. Is it skila srefa herik chanek, or is it srefa skila chanek herik? So, in the skalim and the srafim, Rabbi Shem Norman, he done it with skila, shas srefa chamura. Chamim Norman, he done it with srefa, shas skila chamura. I'm the Rabbi Shem. Shem says, ilu lo hayis srefa chamura. The burning wasn't more chamur. Lo nitan le bas koin sezinti. It wouldn't be given to a bas koin. That was Mizana. So they said back to him, either lawyer says skilichum or skilosin, well, until the Megadev for Lovid would come. We wouldn't give it to a Megadev, those people that curse and go for the Zara. All right, so it's got to be that's more chamer. Now, what happens if Nerogim and Nechlakim, let's say, if cases of those who get Herig get mixed up with Chenek? Habisham no or Messiah, you get the Herig, the Saif. Chamor, they say, Bechenek, right? Because they say, again, it depends which one is more chamer, which one is less chamor. Now, when the Mishnah said in the beginning that if a murder gets mixed up with others, like man achirim, when you say it gets mixed up with others, what in the world does that even mean? What is considered others? Ilei machem kshem say other kosher ones. Pshita, obviously, you're not going to be killed. Vasu, and furthermore, b'hal lema Rabbi Huda konsin osel kippa. As you say, you go and konsin mikippa. Are you going to go and put innocent people in such a case? Nah, that doesn't make any sense. It's got to be in other people. Simen basrak. Amr b'vavam reshmol. Hacha b'rotzeach shlo nigmar dinos and sarv b'rotzchem achirim shenigmar dinam maskinum. We're talking about over here. It would say a murderer that they didn't finish the din yet. It gets mixed up with rotzchem that they did finish the din. Rabban savri in gomer dino shel adam. You can't go and finish, you can't give a verdict unless it's in front of this person. And therefore, they're all put from being killed because we don't know who the, what, you know, the identity of this person. Rabbi Huda, miftarinu legamri nami lo. But he says you can't go and get them off entirely. You can't put the rotskin or the murderers. You go and you put them all into kippa. That is one way that we understand the Mishnah. And Rish Lakish is going to give us a second way. Let's do it. Rish Lakish Amar Ba'adam Dekuli Amar Lo Pligi Deptiri. Everything with a person who we didn't finish yet the din, they got mixed up with other people who they do know the din, it's Pashat that no one's going to say that they're all going to be Pater. And they can go out. The Balhacha here, we're talking about a case Beshor. Shalonik Mardino, Shinasar Bishvar Machir, saying Mardino coming quickly. Talking about Yavir, an ox that didn't finish the din, it mixed up with other oxen that it was finished. Rabban Savi came, Mrs. Bailam, second Mrs. Bailam, Kach Mrs. Ashar. Vain Gom Mardino, Shalshar, Ella Bafanov, Hilka Kolim Turim. Right? So you have to do it just like people, and for the Alpater. View the Savi Konsin of some of the Kippah. No, you put them all into the Kippah. And now the Gemara's going to ask a question on these, but we're going to deal with that next time. Until then, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.